Where would you, what would you call a place of where you keep your horses?
Well, that was in them barns. We had stalls in them barns for them. Rooms in them, just like a room in your house. He had it in there for him to put him in there and shut him up. That was, well, now that was, of course, naturally that we didn't have too many horses. We didn't. Mm-hmm. Three or four.
Most of you?
No, we didn't. I didn't. We never did. Mama didn't like mules. They were too crazy. We used horses. We had about four horses. And we always, that was our transportation in there. And we had an old horse, a big old big-footed horse. I don't know what kind you'd call him. Called him Dutchman. That was his name. And when we'd go out there and pull the corn and pile it, it'd be piled ever so often, you know. You'd have a pile in and on down to you. You could hitch him up, go out there and get behind him and put him down at the end of the row and start him down there, and he'd stop. He'd go to that pile of corn and he'd stop. You throw the corn on, whenever it quit hitting in that body, he'd go to the next pile. And we'd pull with him and aggravate him. I've got several spankings about that. All of us would aggravate him, you know. And he would want to turn around and come back and start again. But so long as you, he stopped right at that stack of corn. When you throwed it all on, when the last hit, and you stopped that racket, it had corn hitting out, he'd go to the next pile. But he didn't want to turn around and come back. No, sir, it'd make you mad. Then you couldn't do nothing with him, or he'd get mad at you.
Did you ever have any place outside the barn that you'd milk cows?
Well, yes, sir. In the side, most always, we always put them in their room, the stall for them. Because the trough was in there, you see. Now, you could have milked them out under the shed side of it where the wagons and things like that, but you didn't. You'd have to have a tub or something or an old trough that you have on the outside. But our old Jersey cows, we didn't have about three, I think, or four at the time. And we just had stalls for them.
What do you usually call a cow? Farm that deals just in milk cows.
Well, that's a dairy.
You ever use that word dairy for anything else?
No, I never was a dairy man. No, I never did know much about that.
Did you ever hear anybody use that for the place where people store milk?
Well, no, I don't know much about that. No, I never was in around. All I know is I just see the dairy farm.
When you had your mules and your horses and your cows outside the barn, where might you let them walk around?
Well, we had regular pastures for them. And in the barnyard, we'd call it, they could go around out in the barnyard, what we call just a fenced in place from there. And then if we let them out to tow, we just let them out in the pasture.
And did you ever grow anything like a cotton or anything like that?
No, sir. No, there was no cotton growed here.
Did you grow peanuts?
Well, we growed food for the family food and for the stock, corn, peanuts, and chupas mostly.
Where would corn grow?
Right out in the open, in the field.
Your chupas, now what are chupas?
It's something similar to a peanut, only there's some are growing right across the road over there. If you'll notice, there's some chupas over there. It's got it looks like a grass, weed looking, kind of, I don't know just why it grows a good, rich chupas. And down under the bottom of it, there's just little grains about as big around as your finger and about a half inch long. Just thousands of them, mostly on one hill, and we used and we plant them. And heck, we used to eat the things that go along planting them chupas. We'd eat them, and it's sweet, got a sweet taste. Tastes good, kind of like a coconut. The taste of the things was.
We talked earlier about fences. Did anybody ever build any fences out of rocks around here?
No, sir. Now, I read about that now up in I had a friend out here come from up in Vermont. He said their fences up there were rock fences. And the boundary lines, you'd see, was rock. And,
you'd have a lot of it up in Tennessee while I was living
right now. Well, I've not done it here.